Blog Talk Radio.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice. That sugar is fine. I feel nice. That sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you.
Sugar and spice. So nice.
Woo! I had to see that again. That is James Brown, people. James Brown. I like that song. I was trying to think of a song, like, what would be good for this show for Unleashing Your Hidden Abundance. And I remember back in the day when I listened to that song. It's funny. I found James Brown in another movie when they played that song, and this girl was, like, vacuuming. She had this dead-end job in a movie theater, and she was vacuuming. And just to spice things up, she was listening to James Brown. And it's like, this is how I got put on to James Brown. I'm a young girl. And I'm just like, wow, okay, she having a good time. Like, all right, let me find out where this song come from. So I was into James Brown since that day with that song. Yeah. It's time to have fun, right? Like, I got some pictures up. It's time to get playful, be fun again, no matter what age you are, right? It's time to unleash your inner funness so life doesn't stress you out, suck all your chi out, and make you sick for lack of good chi. You know, we all want to be successful in our lives, family, career, and a lot of times we just need the energy. So I got some things up. So things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about chamomile, the love herb, to get us into loving ourselves again. We're going to talk about some cards in the tarot deck, the Nine of Swords, for this archetypal stress and worry, you know, whatever you're worrying about. The Nine of Coins for healing in nature, kind of getting back into yourself, like maybe a spiritual retreat, going away, doing some gardening, whatever floats your boat. The Nine of Coins really kind of is getting into, you know, just you, just yourself, you know. I mean, however you feel good, right? And, okay, so just in case anyone calls in towards the end, I have my deck of cards. I have the Wildwood today. So, okay, let's talk about the chamomile. Now, chamomile is a very delicious herb. It has a great smell. It smells like flowers. You know, normally you'll get, when you buy the dry herb, it'll be, you know, like yellow. It'll be like the buds. I get the buds. So, I mean, it smells still good. I get the chamomile from a popular store in my area. And I started doing some chamomile tea for my friends when they would come over, and they really enjoyed it. They enjoyed the taste, the smell. And I've discovered my own way of preparing it that's good for me. And I think others like it too. I would add honey into the chamomile tea. You got to have honey with chamomile. I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, it's like a rule. This is delicious. Like, I'm eating some pina colada water ice right at this moment. So this is just great for the whole thing. It's very sweet, and I'm talking about something sweet. Chamomile tea is a very sweet tea. You add honey in it, and it's like maybe towards the end of your day, you come home, you just want to relax. Maybe on your lunch break, you just want to relax. Grab some chamomile tea. Try to have it, you know, like ready to go, ready to be prepared on the go. Just be creative, but it really does help to calm you down and just remember that there are beautiful things. Like, you're drinking a beautiful flower and it's good for you. It's good for your health. It tastes good. It smells good. It looks good. It's just kind of helping you remember that there is beauty here. You know what I mean? And you taking the beauty in is your choice to be beautiful again, like internally, to help yourself. And that's how I feel about it. It is like the love herb. It is something that the Cherokee cannot do without, okay? I'm reading into my Cherokee herbs, and they're telling the story of how Cherokee women love this herb. They love it for skincare. I have yet to I'm still working with, like, the refinement of my skincare products with chamomile, but they claim it's wonderful for skin. The only thing I can say from experience is that I did test chamomile out in the bath water, and lovely skin thereafter. I mean, it was marvelous. It was like 20 minutes of soak. You know, get some chamomile. You know, if you're getting the raw, dry chamomile, you want to get, like, some tea bags, some white tea bags to put the chamomile in, so you don't have, like, this chamomile just interspersed throughout your bathtub. You can do that, but it's like a mess just cleaning up afterward. but your skin just feels so silky smooth. It's just like you feel like you have a whole bottle of Jergens lotion, like, just inside your skin after the bath. It's wonderful. But chamomile is that herb for the Cherokee. I mean, they've been here for the longest time. It's been 10,000 years, North America. They're still around. They're still sticking around. They still have their land. It's just like the epitome, like the symbol of the Cherokee and this chamomile herb. When I think of chamomile, I think of the Cherokee. Even though they say it's something that came from Europe, it's like the settlers gave it to the Cherokee, from my understanding. It was like trading in herbs at the time, and they traded the herb and just, they fell in love with this herb, clearly. So it was like a sign of good faith and love. And they're still around. It's like, I feel like the Cherokee uses that chamomile. Like, chamomile is like the peace herb. You know, a friend of ours was feeling sick. I made chamomile for her. You know, it's just like a testament of everything's going to be okay. So chamomile is good to start your journey on living the type of life you want to live now, because sometimes we get confused when we're working or we're just caught up into our daily routines. We're responsible for others. We just get caught up and we forget who we are. And the Nine of Swords can do that to you. That's a card I get a lot of times for people who are at work, or even in, you know, they're going through a situation that they're just really stressed about, maybe financial, but or maybe like other people. But it's really that card of kind of like, I chose the one card where she's like waking up in her sleep and there are like swords around her. And I thought that was a good image because it's supposed to signify like nightmares and bad dreams and stuff. And, you know, there are times when you're fixated on all the things that could go wrong, right? I've been there. Most people have gone through this. Like, you get obsessed with thoughts, with dark thoughts. Like, you know, things are not going to turn out the way you want. You just kind of use, it really is using your imagination for all the dark things that can happen. And you're not aware of what you're doing. It's really kind of this card that you have to kind of get away from your situation, kind of like pick yourself back up, talk to yourself again in a positive light, and just start really, you know, just testing life out and see if it really goes that way or not, giving yourself the benefit of the doubt in the situation, because it may not be all dark. I mean, personal story, personal situation, this card is good for me dealing with, you know, I have things with family, and I worry about, you know, certain family members, like my grandparents, they're in a nursing home, and I was worried, you know, that things were not going the way that it should for them, and then, so I'm just like, okay, I'm just not having good dreams, not working out, and then one day, it was just like, friends telling me, oh, let's just go see them, see what's going on. And it kind of like broke the spell. Like, yeah, like I don't know what's going on, so let me just go out there and see them. And they were okay. And it was just like, oh, wow. Like, it's funny how like the mind just like obsesses over, you know, what could happen, good or bad, right? We do have the imaginative capacity to figure out what our world is going to be like planning ahead. But if you choose to look at it things in like a negative light, it's gonna just kind of like take your energy. You know what I mean? It's going to, that worry and stress of things that are not working out in your favor, it's just going to keep taking your energy. I mean, it's just something that like I've learned from experience. Sometimes you just have to stop where you are in your mindset. Just get up and go and just, you know, kind of figure out what's going to happen for real. You know what I mean? Let's just go see what's going to happen. And they were fine. You know, they have went through some issues, but they're all good. You know, that's probably like my spidey sense is tingling for the worst, right? Joy does have some worries sometimes, some dark tides, but I always come through it with the sunlight. It just is remarkable how it works. If it's not through personal relations that wake me up, people that I know close to me, I mean, I out of the blue, I have gotten like the sun energy just from a mysterious force, right? Like, I have felt the inner light of like, it's going to be okay. So that's like real powerful stuff. So it's helping to reaffirm my faith and to keep going. So from going to, from the Nine of Swords, or like what you would say the Nine of Arrows, of just trying to maintain your situation, you go from the Nine of Stones pretty easily of just working things out for yourself. The Nine of Stones here, or I have the Nine of Coins. I have a couple of ladies up, and I just think that that makes the card what it is. It's kind of getting into nature, getting into the groove of things, getting into just like yourself and being grounded and knowing that things are not what they seem, that we have a choice to be happy or sad, and we can make the best of any bad situation. And it's, it really is kind of it's a remarkable affirmation, I think. It's just wonderful. Sometimes you really have to go into nature. Like, I have a spot in the park that I keep to myself. I go in this particular spot all the time around this certain tree. That's what I like to do for my own personal retreat. I mean, you may have your own personal spot. It might be at the coffee shop. It might be hanging out with your girlfriend. If you're a male, it might be just, you know, going to a bar and seeing a longtime friend. I mean, whatever it is, like, that you do on a daily, like a traditional basis to get yourself reset energy-wise and just kind of like back in the habit of new beginnings, the Nine of Stones is what I say encapsulates, you know, just getting back on your feet. You're just kind of like resting, recharging, getting back in the habit of things, getting back in full swing. And a lot of times what that means for people is like, it could be a gathering, it could be a celebration that you might want to go to. It's summer, so it's probably, you know, some things happening in your area, hopefully. You know, depending on where you live, maybe you can go out for a walk and, you know, maybe you can convene with other people in your community, like social events, right, can sometimes rejuvenate our energy, energize our energy. So those are the cards, you know. Those are Nine of Coins is manifesting the beauty in one's life. So I have put the garden here because a lot of times that means just that, like the garden in the home. You might just want to redecorate or something like that. The act of doing something like that, or arts and crafts, if you will, can actually lift your spirits. Just the act of doing something to please your own aesthetics, it's supposed to really do wonders for your health. So it can be as simple as putting up a favorite poster. Like, I'm into Doctor Who. If I get a couple of my favorite Doctor Who posters and start putting it up on my walls, like, you know, it does marvels for me. So I'm just trying to give you guys ideas. It could be very small. Sometimes you got to be creative, you know, what makes you feel good. On the inverse of that, some people, like, really like certain figures, like the Incredible Hulk. Like, I have people that I know their children are just really into the Incredible Hulk. And there's other adults that like the Incredible Hulk. So I heard the movie is coming out. But it could be something like that. Like, you could put the Incredible Hulk on your wall, and it inspires you. It makes you feel empowered. You know, and then by, you know, doing something for yourself that makes you happy and you feel like it makes the room look good, you're beautifying your surroundings. You are taking the Nine of Coins advice, right? And you're doing something to manifest the beauty in your physical world. So you're making a statement there, and it does heal you. It does wonders, okay? So I don't want you guys to think that, you know, that you can't get out of your dark tide moments. Like I said, it's funny how realities just kind of converge on just changing the energy. So if you want your energy changed, just, you know, pray on it. And it's funny, like, you could do what works for you. You don't have to be a certain religion, but just pray on something good happening for you. And the next day you could be out and about walking, or, you know, people's moods around you may change. It just works like that a lot of times. I find that to be, this is really good. You guys should definitely try this Rita's, Rita's, what, pina colada, I think it is, water ice. This is delicious. Oftentimes with Rita's water ice, people will get, like, the main flavors, like cherry and whatnot. But let's not forget about pina colada, mango, I mean, it's just something simple, right? This is like cheering my day out. And it's only, we got so much hours left in a day, you guys. If you're listening, if you listen to the archive, you know, figure something, it could be real small that makes you happy, that makes you kind of get more in a playful mood. You deserve to do these things for your health. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might feel like you have to justify even taking care of yourself. I mean, it's surprising how many women don't even want to take a bubble bath. Like, I've been trying to talk to many women that I know, take a bubble bath. And they'll tell me, oh, I don't have time. Oh, I can't take a bubble bath. Oh, you know, it's too much. You know, I have to do this, I have to do that. And it's only going to take you so far, like the excuses, until you finally find that small moment when everyone's asleep and you make yourself, you know, do this and you take that bubble bath and then you start to realize, wow, I went so far away from my needs. It's taken me this long a time to take care of myself. It's like an act of love. And it really does reset you. You know what I mean? It balances you out, because if you're a caregiver and you're doing so much for other people, You're gonna get burnt out, men. You're gonna get burnt out. You need to do spend some quality time, get into that Nine of Coins retreat, you know, for yourself, and just take care of yourself. And you know, I know sometimes the mind can be at work and just want to go with you know, these dark obsessive thoughts. But look at our world. Our world is pretty dark, and if you have the choice, we all have the choice, don't you want to see some good in yourself and others? Don't you want to see the beauty unfold in other people? I mean, this is a gorgeous reality if we choose it to be. I mean, look outside. Most of the time, nature is still handling it. She's still taking care of herself, still looks gorgeous. Let's not get so wrapped into, you know, these dark vortexes of our mind, because that's what it is. It's like a trick of the mind. We get wrapped into something that is not necessarily have to be realized, right? Let's just bring more of the sunshine back out into our reality. And the act of just doing that, you're starting to create your abundance. I talk about, like, laws of attraction and synchronicity. And synchronicity really does work. I'm telling you guys, I don't know how many times we've been using synchronicity to attract things like just, you know, if you're at work, let's say you need more calls to come in. You use your synchronicity, like you put that desire, that positive desire, you know, I want people to recognize the company, you know, I'm just going to be here and hopefully they see my best work. And just put that out there in the universe, you know, let it go. It's kind of like it's like an unofficial prayer, if you will. You put it out there, and then you just kind of do something else, you know, with your time, and then you'll notice, like, people will start calling. I feel like you have to do it, like, maybe 3 or 4 times just to get the desire to be more consistent. But once you do it, like, 3 or 4 times, now you got a synchronistic flow. And now you're attracting the things that you want. These people are calling your company. They're calling you directly. And you're getting the type of interest that you need to be recognized at your job. This is just one example of someone using synchronicity. So I have people who use synchronicity all the time. I got one friend who uses synchronicity on me, on Joy, because Joy is so hard to get a hold of. She's always calling me at the right time, finding me at the right time. I mean, it never fails her. So maybe I shouldn't tell her about synchronicity. But it's all good, guys. You could use it to attract the things, even if it's just personal health and wellness, right? If you need to get out of a dark situation, you can attract that light back to you. It's just about intention and just calling those good things. You know, we're people, so we all deserve some goodness, right? I feel like I have to mention a little bit about Robin Williams. I'm just kind of like just wondering what really happened, but at the same time, it's like I understand when they said he was depressed, and not many people realized his lifestyle after, you know, outside of movies and stuff like that. They didn't know much about him. I don't think, you know, to me it wasn't so much of a surprise, because I understand depression from family and friends, and, you know, I go through periods, like I said, and then you have to kind of really raise yourself back up to joy. It's a choice. And I think for him, you know, outside of like money and fame and prosperity, it's, you know, he was going through something. He had a personal life like we all do. And instead of people being surprised and shocked, and I think they should use this as a way to reflect and understand why he chose to do what he did. And it's just kind of like a message. You know, people think like money is the answer, but clearly it doesn't have to be. If you don't have your health in order, your spiritual health, your contentment, like, okay, like, I'm good. I don't need a lot of, you know, these things to validate me. All I need is just to love myself, you know, even when things fall down or people fall down around me. I just need to have a mechanism to always continue to love myself, like a system. And I don't know if Robin had like a system, like a support system. Like I heard he went to rehab and he did these things, but clearly that didn't work for him. I mean, so then it comes down to faith. It comes down to spirituality. Like, could that have helped him? And there are people who said he was an atheist. And not to knock, you know, atheism, that's your choice to not believe, but sometimes you have to wonder as human beings if we need to believe in something to propel us, to motivate us forward to our greatness, you know, to have something higher to aspire to. So what was his higher aspirations outside of movies and his career? You know, I don't know. I mean, but it's something to think about. Clearly you can have all the money in the world, but it doesn't have to make you happy. You can make yourself happy. And if you have a way of making yourself happy all the time, then you're going to be okay. You're going to survive here on this planet. You're going to pass the Earth test. I just want to say that we're running out of time, but I didn't have any callers, surprisingly. I was going to have my cards ready, but it's okay. And, you know, just so you guys know, you know, it's about living the life you want to live. You know, if things are not working out in your life, slowly start to change it. If you don't want the job you have, slowly start to find a job that you would enjoy doing. If you don't like the people that are around you, slowly start to reconnect with people who you would like to connect with, things that you like to be in. The internet gives you an opportunity to connect with so many different communities. If you don't like the way you are, you could slowly, you know, become the person that you've always wanted to be. We're all human, we're adults, and we make our own choices here. So let's live life to its greatest, be extraordinary, let's have fun. Let's be here and, you know, really enhance our energy spirit and just go as high as it can go, right? Let's not let any kind of dark tides stop us, dark tidings in mind. You know, you can control your mind. You just have to choose that because our environment is so dark. Like every time you look at the news, it's dark. Every time you look, turn the TV, it's dark. Dark movies, dark this, dark that. I'm telling you, just make a choice. Be the type of fun person of abundance that you want to be. If you got to drink some chamomile tea, if you got to go and take some walks, if you got to start talking to people more, maybe that's what you're missing out on, is social stimulation, social interaction. And as long as you come with good intentions of the heart, peace and love, you know what I mean, you're going to be okay, and you're never going to have to feel bad about putting yourself out there with other people. So that's what I kind of want to say. And you guys have a joyous day. It's Thursday. There's some good movies that came out. I think Hercules came out. There's definitely a movie on Joy's list. Got to see Hercules with The Rock. But you guys have a blessed day. And I know I don't want to wear this song out, but come on, this is a great song. The late James Brown. I think his movie is about to drop too. I gotta play some James Brown. So.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. Thank you.
That was James Brown. All right, take care, everyone.